I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us again on this episode of Muslim Lady. Here in the studio, I am joined with our special guest and my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili, and we've been talking about the interesting topic of hijab. Trust me, it's much more interesting than you can imagine. Stay with us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very eager to see what we're going to talk about today, inshallah.
So on the previous episode, we talked about how to motivate young women to practice the hijab. And how to reintroduce it to them as what it actually is, which mm-hmm. is a form of self-discipline mm-hmm. and a value for which they can stand up and fight. And I think that's just such a magnificent way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. And how hijab is not gender inclusive. Mm-hmm. It's for both men and women. We both have different types of hijab because it stems from a genderless value, which is haya, mm-hmm. modesty, chastity. And modesty is something that both men and women should have, right? Maybe women should have it more because men's brains are in their eyes. But they're visual creatures. Men are visual creatures. And also because...
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, men are visual creatures.
Yeah, that's their psychology.
Yeah, it's... it's
in their nature, right? And when you're like reading the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing men and women to observe, you know, chastity of the eye, it says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. First, to tell the believing men to lower down their gaze when they're looking at non-mahrams. And then it directs or addresses Muslim women saying that,
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ.
Yeah. Right. Tell the believing women to lower down their gaze. Mm. So women are more...
Show-offy.
And they're like more, they are manipulated or they are... they are influenced through their words and ears and the sayings of
promises.
Words of promises of men. Mm. And men are so smart, those of them who know their way, to influence girls and women, that they know how to talk to, how to sweet talk to women and how to like...
to sweep them
words,
off their feet.
Yeah, to sweep them off their feet and to convince them that they're going to be their source of happiness in life and they're going to, so that they would choose them.
Mm. Because and a lot of women do the same, right?
Exactly.
And at the end, well, if y'all had modesty, y'all wouldn't have resorted to these methods and would have been able to cherish each other for, who you really are.
Yeah.
You'd be valuable people.
Exactly.
That's what hijab is.
And there are so many ahadith that talks to men especially that if you're choosing a wife for your future, choose someone not based on their wealth or their beauty, their appearance, because their wealth might disappear or she might not even be, willing to use it for you.
Yeah, because she doesn't have to.
Yeah, she doesn't have to. And her beauty might vanish in your eyes, either vanish through
age
or she's still so beautiful, but you don't see her beautiful anymore.
Because she's so bitter.
Exactly. So, because like you haven't taken into consideration standards or like real true
criteria
for marriage when you were on this verge of choosing a spouse, and the only criteria was how beautiful she is and how rich she is, like how rich her dad is.
That fades,
right?
That fades in a heartbeat.
And so, Zainab, this is I'm not talking about fairy tales. I'm not like talking about movies. I'm talking about like real this day. Young men who, as their criterion for marriage, they have the beauty, like they say, she has to be tall, she has to have this kind of skin, she has to have this type of body shape, and her father has to be...
It just shows what kind of men they are.
Yeah, it does, but it shows...
I mean, it just shows that they have so little to bring to the table that that's all they pursue.
Yeah, it shows how surface-minded they
exactly.
are.
Exactly, they're so shallow.
Yeah, and
these, I think it's a he problem more than a she problem.
No, actually, the girls have the same problem.
Well, yeah, definitely.
What's his car? Where's his house?
That's biology, though. Yeah, wow. I'm here. I mean, I am not an expert, but for women to look for the financials, because women, they date, at a loss for a better word. They pursue mates based on a hierarchy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they pursue it across up, right? Because it's part of their biology to seek out someone that can financially support them and their offspring,
mm-hmm.
right? On the other hand, it is also part of men's biology to pursue women based on their appearance because that's the genetics that will carry on to their kids. This is all scientific.
But. And we're talking about the hijab.
But since we're talking about the hijab and the fact that hijab stems from an essential ideology, we have to look beyond the biological criteria and seek someone who possesses a value that will last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, financial support is awesome,
mm-hmm.
but what does it matter if he has no akhlaq?
Exactly.
Sure, beauty is like a real treat on the eyes, but what does it matter if she raises absolute brats for you?
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Muslim Lady here on IRB English Radio. We'll be back after a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
The beautiful verse says, "Wankihul ayama minkum." Marry off those single people around you, and don't worry. In yakunu fuqara yughnihimullahu min fadlih.
Beautiful.
If you are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich you
beautiful.
Out of His grace. Zainab, this is so beautiful. Yes. So if this woman, a lot of these girls, or even men, are not willing to marry, like, because of financial reasons, the guy says, oh, I'm not ready because I don't have a car, I don't have a house, I don't have a stable job. But the lady says, I'm not going to marry this guy because he's not financially, you know, well off. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if this is the criterion for you, you know, have the right criterion in mind. And then
he'll provide the rest.
I'll provide. I guarantee you, if
beautiful.
I'm your sustainer, I will give it to you. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
This is beautiful. So scientifically speaking, or maybe worldly speaking, and only taking into consideration the calculations,
matters.
The equations, you know, material equations, you're right. You have to keep, you know, all the consequences into your mind. That's why when I was reading an article a couple of years ago, it was actually providing statistics of exactly how many dollars you have to invest on a child from the time that the child is born until the age of 18.
It costs almost a mil.
Back then it was like some couple of $1,000s. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying that people are looking at it so materialistically. So this problem solved. The other one, that sometimes if you really have the right intention, and if you have a pure heart and you have your self-built person, you know, sometimes you see someone, they're not beautiful. Okay, but you are driven to them so much that you fall for them. You say,
oh,
subhanAllah, this person is so strong, you know.
And character.
They have such a beautiful character. So
how's this related to the hijab?
The thing is that if people are, a lot of girls remove their hijab because they say, we want to get married and I want to show all my beauty to my suitors. To the guys around me so that they would consider me as a beautiful woman.
They want to increase their options.
Exactly. So
it's not going to work that way, though. Because by removing your hijab, you're just going to make yourself available for the wrong kind of guys.
Exactly. And maybe someone who you think who's rich and who is so charming comes and proposes to you and you get married, but then because of his, as you said, lack of akhlaq or faith, he's not going to be loyal to you. He's, even if he's going to be loyal to you, he's going to treat you in such a terrible way that you would wish you would get out of this relationship at every moment of your life. Mm-hmm. He's going to make life hell for you. And again, there's this beautiful hadith that the Imam says, if you're looking for a husband for your daughter, choose someone that, you know, he's pious. Because if he likes her, he's going to love her. He's going to do everything
cherish
for her.
He's
going to cherish her. And even if he doesn't love her, he's still going to respect her because he fears from God.
That is so profound.
So beautiful, right? So those girls out there, if hijab is a concern for you, that you want to, you know, put it aside to have more options available on the table, it's really not worth
it. Yeah, they're barking up the wrong tree at this point because they haven't gotten their priorities straight, you know?
Right.
And I mean, sure, if they're looking for that sort of guy who values an immodest woman, then by all means, go for it. You don't know? And you're just going to meet the consequences of that, of your choices, because that's what life is. But if you really, at the end of the day, or at the back of your head, somewhere deep down in your shadow persona, you still value a dude that fears God and believes in the afterlife, wants to have spiritual growth with you, yeah, at least stay modest, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, well, actually, this is something that I've been thinking about a lot, and we have so little time. One of the biggest reasons why some of the women are steering away from hijab is because we force upon them hijab without instilling in them haya.
Mm.
You know? We're like, oh, put on the hijab, cover your hair, don't go out of the house with makeup. What is that tight clothes? But, you know, we've constricted their minds to clothing, and that's all they think religion is about. We haven't planted the seed of that value we think the hijab represents in their very souls. And then we expect them to, you know, blossom out with a hijab. And like, it doesn't work that way. They're not mushrooms.
There's so much more to talk about hijab. Like, one of the things that we can mention is these days, a lot of people, not just these days, it's been a couple of decades since the appearance of Muslim feminists, that they're saying that hijab is nowhere mentioned in the Quran. And there are some verses that do mention the word hijab, but it doesn't really bound women to observe the hijab. It has a story of this and that, whatever. So we can talk about that some other sessions. And one other point that I wanted to make today was that one very strong urge, it's not just enough to provide reasons for the girls why they have to wear the hijab, because if they are raised, if the father or the mother brings all kinds of logical reasons as to why you have to wear the hijab, but then the relationship between the husband and the wife, the mother and the dad, the parents, is so chaotic that they say, oh, you're talking about Islam? You're talking about like preserving values, huh? Excuse me, but back off. Because if this is the religion that you're talking about, I don't want it. I'll kiss it goodbye. So this will have to be one point that parents will have to really, really pay attention to if they want their girls to be really hijabi.
It was the topic of hijab, the importance of understanding the essence of hijab, and a value to fight for, to wake up for in the morning, and to strive toward. Until another episode, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.